Yeah, the challenge comes in. Harps are going, and there goes the full-time whistle. It's all over here at Fenn Park in Balmafay. Harps have held out. Harry Ashcroft, the hero, Declan, scoring the winning goal right at the start of the second period of extra time. Harps 2, Drogheda United 1 over the two legs. Premier Division football is going to be back in Balmafay next season.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I tell you, my heart's not good here. Really, really good. The last few minutes have just been unbelievable. Just the referees played exactly 3 minutes. They give two. Then the ball's been in the air. The lads have defended brilliantly in the last 3 or 4 minutes of that one. They threw their bodies in the line. As you said, great start the second period. Ended up scoring from a lovely corner into the box. Ashcroft came in the back post and a really great, powerful header down into the bottom corner. The lads dug in. It was not stylish performance tonight. It wasn't far from, but it was gutsy and had everything you needed to have in the night. And to be fair, there was very little between themselves and Drogheda. It was a very, very close game. Both teams gave everything they could. The conditions were awful at times, but were over their line. And what a performance. And again, we've done the job when we're back in Premier League for next year, which is superb.
And the scenes in front of us, just to describe it, that the Harps supporters are on the pitch celebrating with the players. I'm not too sure if you would say it's relief more than anything, Declan. You can see players out there giving each other high fives and hugs, and they have just about managed to get over the line against the Drogheda team, who, I'll tell you what, were really, really impressive over the two legs.
They were, absolutely, yeah. Really good players. A lot of them are very young. We talked about it, how good they were. Some of their better players didn't play as well tonight because conditions kind of restricted them in regards to how they play and they like to pass the ball. But again, when you get to the last stage, you're at home, it's about the result. There's no point going and playing well and losing. You've got to get the result. And to be fair to the Harps lads, they dug in. They did what had to be done. And to be fair, I mean, there were players pulling up left, right and centre there, cramp with hamstrings from both teams, but it was a real gutsy performance. And to be fair, can we say they deserved it? Listen, we got the result, and over the two games they probably did deserve it.
And a word on Ollie Horgan then, Declan. He's delivered the goods once again this year. He had been saying all along that this was going to go right down to the wire, and if Harps would come out of these playoffs, it would be really something special. And, you know, over the two legs, a very evenly matched contest between two sides who at times the football was good, at times it wasn't pretty, but it's Harps who come out on top.
Yeah, and that's what the plan was, I suppose. I mean, you're talking about the aim or the goal at the start of the season was, can we stay in the Premier League? And that's what they've done tonight. They've given us that opportunity. They've stayed in the Premier League. The lads and the management deserve massive credit for doing that. It's not easy, considering their budget compared to everybody else, but they've done it and they're back in the Premier League. And we, you know, what it does mean is we've got Premier League football in Donegal, and that's an opportunity for people to come out and watch the games, especially all the young kids are here today to see that, and hopefully that will spur them on to come to watch more games and obviously to play for the club in the future.
So 2 goals, 2 headers, both from corner kicks, both set piece situations. The first goal coming on 6 minutes from Mark Russell. He doesn't score too many for Harps, but he's come up with the goods tonight. That put Harps 1-0 up, and that's the way it stayed over the 90 minutes, which meant that the game over the two legs finished 1-1, and it meant extra time. And it was right at the start of the second period of extra time that Harps scored what proved to be the winning goal. This time it was a Tony McNamee corner, headed in at the back post by Harry Ashcroft. And Declan, that was enough to win the contest.
Yeah. I don't know how often we've been off having a commercial break, and suddenly next thing there's a goal. Again, McNamee put on a brilliant ball just on our left-hand side, in-swinger, right to the back post. Everybody came to the front post. Ashcroft spun around the back, got up above his defender and planted a brilliant header right low into the far corner. Well worthy of winning the match. Yeah, that was in the first minute, obviously. We had an extra 16, 17 minutes after that to see it through. And we weathered the storm. They threw everything at us. They threw balls in the box. The goalkeeper was up. They had everybody up. And to be fair, the lads defended with their lives and cleared things. It wasn't pretty, but we'd done the job and we have survived. And we're back in the Premier League again.
So there you have it, the playoffs ending success again for Fenn Harps. They've had a fantastic run of results and success in the playoffs in recent seasons, and that's exactly the way things have turned out tonight. My thanks to Declan Boyle for his assistance on co-commentary over the two legs this week. Thanks to you for listening, and thanks to Tommy and Joe back at base. It's been a busy season. We've enjoyed the football again here every other Friday night at Fenn Park. And from myself, Dermot Doherty, this evening, at the end of another great night, a memorable victory for Fenn Harps. Thanks for listening. It's back to the studio.